Our second reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with a cry of command, with the archangel's call and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, let's begin with prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word for us today, the word of hope from St. Paul. May we open our hearts to receive it. Amen. Well, today, of course, we remember those who died in wars and conflicts in the service of their nation. Those mourning their loss and those who survived and yet still bear the scars of their experiences psychologically, physically. And this is a chance for the living to express thanks for the sacrifice of the dead and the maimed. It's a solemn time, isn't it? And especially as we're so conscious of the ongoing conflicts and violence happening in the world right now. And maybe it's possible in our silence of remembering today that we focus on life as much as death and loss. A Jewish prisoner wrote a prayer, scratched it on the wall of a prison cell in Cologne during the Second World War. This is what he wrote. I believe in the sun, even when it doesn't shine. I believe in love, even when I cannot feel it. I believe in God, even when he is silent. The prisoner can't see the sun, can't feel love in their incarceration, can't hear the voice of God in the time of doom and despair. Yet the prisoner believes. The focus of this prayer is life, even in the midst of suffering and misery. And this certainly tallies with the Christian hope expressed by Paul in our reading from Thessalonians today. So, in our silence of remembering this day, we are taken to a cross, to a son who is feeling abandoned and forsaken by his father. My God, why have you forsaken me? The words of despair from Jesus on the cross. Yet, Jesus commends himself into his father's loving hands. He believes. In our silence this day, we're taken to every place where war has been and is being waged, leaving death and destruction in its wake. We are taken to every Calvary of the world. And then we're shown that death and destruction don't have the last word. The story goes on. And so, in our silence this day, we are taken to an empty tomb, with the stone rolled back. He is risen. The Christian hope still rings out. Life emerges from the stone-cold tomb. On the natural sorrow of today and in our natural despair that wars go on and on and on, nevertheless, may we always believe that God has the last word. Jesus' suffering and death on the cross led to his resurrection and hope, to the possibility of new life. Despite all the evidence to the contrary in our violent world, may we believe in the possibilities of that new life. May we lift our eyes to notice many moments when God's resurrection grace shines in the darkness of our hurting world. Moments of love, moments of forgiveness, moments of beauty, and moments of generous reconciliation. May we live our lives in the hope won for us by Jesus, by his cross and resurrection, and passing on that hope to others. Amen.